Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Say what?
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
This is the show for you.
Let's go!
Robin Banks, Robin Banks.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's what everybody has been waiting for.
It's true.
It is George's house story. And that is house as in bricks and mortar and not like the music house.
House you live in. I live in a house.
Yes.
It's nice. Whatever you think about your house, it's at least where you keep your stuff.
Yeah.
It's where you sleep. So it's kind of essential. You want to keep it.
It's your home.
If someone crashed into your house in their car, would you move?
Would I move? Well, it depends on the damage, obviously.
Yeah.
The insurance people came round and said, it's going to fall down. Don't move out.
But if it was still livable, would you move?
No, it's my home.
How about the second time someone crashed into it?
Ah, right. Is this house on a very acute bend?
Yes, how many people? And they still haven't moved?
No.
How many cars have crashed into this house?
Four.
Up.
Six.
Up.
Ten.
Up.
Oh, no. 15.
No.
16.
Not even in the ballpark.
30.
Up a bit more.
Oh, 50.
48.
48 crashes in how long?
In the last 12 months.
48?
1 year.
Car crashes.
48 cars in the hit this house.
Where is this house?
This is a bungalow in China. I can't say that province name.
Good try.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure I got that spot on. No one's actually been killed, but they still live there.
That's just crazy.
I know.
That is mad.
You might as well charge parking fees. No, I don't like that. I'll think of anything else. What, brain freeze? Help me.
Are we thinking of a good out for the story?
Yeah.
Insert your funny punchline here.
Please do, because we haven't got anything. In the
morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
On High FM.
Super good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Sure.
Do you know who that is?
It's Waleed.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Is it Secret Government Alien Man?
No. Shall I play again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super good morning.
Super.
How are you guys doing?
I'm brilliant.
Did you miss me?
I did. George didn't. It's NASA!
Oh, it's NASA!
NASA.
NASA, I missed you so much, I'd forgotten about you. Don't leave us that long again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Don't know what happened there.
Did you get a little brain freeze?
Yeah, massively. I was like, where's his voice coming from?
Back in the room, it's me. Hello,
yeah,
over
hi.
Here. You want to quit Facebook. I want to quit Facebook. Everybody that I know and talk to wants to quit Facebook, but none of us do.
Actually, I'm not really that fussed. I just wish it was more interesting. I keep checking, and that's what irritates me.
Yeah, but why do you keep checking?
In case it gets more interesting.
Why? So you go around in just one big circle.
Also, it is the only way I know when my friends are home are.
What?
Like, if they go on holidays and stuff. So they tend to holiday a lot. Like, I don't know how much leave they're getting.
A new study found that we're all hopelessly addicted to Facebook for one reason above anything else. Have you any idea what it is?
No, because now I want to break into song. Hopelessly devoted
to you. It's not anything to do with that.
Okay.
It lets us silently judge our friends.
Yeah, amazing.
And we love doing that so much that we can't look away. And if you think about it, it's actually true.
Yeah, that's spot on, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got people on my Facebook who aren't even my friends in real life. And I do that. I go, oh my God, look at that.
Ew.
The researchers even found we're willing to put up with all of the offensiveness and nonsense that people are posting just for the sake of that one moment where we get to judge someone and maybe feel superior to them. Wake up in the morning. This is High FM. It's Robin Banks. George Ryan's up there.
Morning.
Now, I read this last night and I immediately thought of us.
Okay.
And I thought of material for the show. This is some rude stuff that people think is rude or people think isn't rude. Okay? So I've got 10 things here and I'm going to announce them through the medium of High FM and you tell me rude or not rude.
Oh, yes.
Okay, number 10.
Leave it up. I'm ready.
Here we go. Ignoring a phone call or just texting you back instead. Right? So you call somebody and they text you back instead. Is that rude?
I think that's okay. At least you've replied.
That's okay. All right, 20% think it's rude. Not offering you a drink when you're at their house. Is that rude?
So rude.
Rude!
Rude!
43% say it's rude. Not offering to pay on a date. Is that rude or is that not rude?
I'm not sure it counts as rude exactly, but the old-fashioned rule is whoever asks, pays the bill.
Is that the old-fashioned rule?
Yes.
Is it? I just thought guys pay. That's the way it goes.
That's the way I'd like it to go.
And you like it when a girl goes, oh, let me pay.
The total wallet reaches Shall I pay? Do you want some money? Hand goes to the handbag. Doesn't actually get the wallet.
I did that once, right? So the hand goes to the handbag and I went, no, I'll get this. She went, I know you are. I just took out a phone. Moving on. Not replying to a text within a day.
That's rude.
52% say, yes, that is rude. Number six, using their phone whilst you're trying to talk to them. Is that rude?
What?
Using their phone whilst you're trying to talk to them. So you're trying to talk... Have you got your phone over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to talk to you, and you're using your phone.
Oh, right, I'm using my phone. Yeah. I thought you meant using your phone.
Well, no, you're trying to talk to me, and I'm using my phone.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah, it is rude. Let's have a look here. 80% say, yeah, rude. Finishing the milk and not replacing it.
Rude! Actually, this is why I have my own fridge here, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, yeah. 72% say that's rude. Eating off your plate without asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is rude.
Shall we don't share food?
Number three, not holding the door for you when you're running for the elevator.
Yes.
That's so rude. Number two, unplugging your phone from the charger to plug theirs in without asking.
That's rude.
Rude.
I need to charge more. Why? Why are you more important?
93%. And number one, I don't see a problem with this.
Okay.
I really don't. Not flushing after using the toilet.
What's wrong with you?
What's going on, people? That's not rude. Yeah. Wake up. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Hi, FM. Showtime, baby. This is Hi FM. My name's Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
How long do you think it takes the average house buyer to decide on a property?
I can decide with Debbie, and we've done it. In fact, the last time we chose a house, we were living in it at the time, and we bought it because we were too lazy to move out.
Well, moving is a pain, frankly, so I see that. But actually, it's 27 minutes, the average time to say yes to a property. But this is compared to 88 minutes for selecting a sofa.
Yeah.
Or it's priorities. An hour for a home appliance.
Wow. The biggest purchase of your life.
Yeah.
27 minutes. Is that because houses go so quickly? You've got to make that decision right there and then.
Possibly. I mean, we were doing it at the weekend online.
Yeah.
Choosing houses for my housemate to buy.
Yeah.
That was super fun. Shows her a palace. Have you got a spare million? Here we go. Wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
It's becoming a very popular feature when we do this.
That's here to
fade up Halla and see what our sister station's on about. Not that we can understand. That's Rahim talking. There's two boys in there.
Lazz. Banter. So although we can't understand, we know it's mad bands.
Yeah. They talk about
some beatbox now.
They're having a chat about what they did last night. I think they hang out together at night as well.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Are
they swap seats? Raheem looks bigger. Have you seen? Have a look.
Oh, come on. Yeah, fine. What do I care?
Their studio's right next door to ours, and there's two windows. And Josh is pretending to go to her bag at the back of the studio. He looks bigger, doesn't he?
He's bigger.
Yeah.
But they've not swapped seats.
He's having a go at Kozai, isn't he? Because I'm not getting a word in.
Well, someone else comes onto your show.
Yeah.
This is my manner.
Because I'm new on the show, so there's two guys there.
Both of whom steal our hot water. Just FYI.
Oh, they do, don't they? We need to have a word about that. So we boil the kettle for our tea, our water, and then we come in, we do a bit on the radio, we go out, and 5 minutes later,
go on.
We've got to refill the kettle again.
But what I don't understand is we're talking about a litre of hot water. Yeah. And they drink from tiny little paper cups.
And they go down when Costa's open.
Yeah.
And they buy stuff down there.
Yeah. Just for themselves.
Yeah. We've noticed that, haven't we?
We have pointed it out to them. Get up,
baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hi. Fun.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
If you'd like to email, you can at highfmradio.com and just click on the picture of myself and George.
We like getting the emails.
Yeah, we love emails. Here's an email that we got, and it just says, would love to meet you guys one day.
I mean, it takes all sorts.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It's short and sweet, and there's a phone number on it. So let's give them a shout and see exactly why this person would like to meet us one day.
And if they need any help.
Maybe there's a problem. Maybe we can do something for them.
Maybe they've heard we're disappointing in person and they want to see how much.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd like a lift in your nice new red motor.
It's not going to happen.
Let's have a look and see, shall we?
Yeah.
Or have a listen and see, because it's radio. Can't have a look and see, can you? It's a bit ridiculous. Unless you're outside the window, looking in.
Oh!
As you looked around.
Who is this?
This is Izzy we're calling.
Izzy?
Yeah, Izzy G. Holla at ya, boy!
Come on, Izzy G. We promoted this in the top of hour and everything.
Typical Izzy, just builds you up and then, you know.
Izzy! Great. Brilliant.
That was the one person that liked us.
Anyway, we get emails.
Robin Banks.
Sounds like somebody's trying out the new hip.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
It's showtime, folks.
You all right?
Yeah.
What's happened?
What's happened is I've just got an email from a Robin Banks.
Oh, right. Is that the reply to the email that you sent
me? It is, yeah.
Why are you asking for permission to do that? That's great. There's an interview that somebody wants to do with George.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. Tell me in one sentence what you do in Oman. It's going to be a short interview, isn't it?
It is.
And George has just said, is it all right if I do this interview? Of course, yes, of course.
Yeah.
As long as you... as long as you get one sentence in.
Not a problem.
Will you get that sentence in?
Sure.
Who's it for? So people can look out for it.
Travel Zoo.
Travel Zoo. Do we know when it's going to be in? Well, you haven't done it yet, so we don't
know. No, they do want it by tomorrow, though. Yes, dear.
Make sure you watch out for George's interview in Travel Zoo.
If they actually use it, because it's me, isn't it?
Of course they'll use it. Of course they will.
Please use it.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
You sound like that inner voice. So if you see the memes, you know when you've got Kermit saying to do the good thing and then Kermit, who's got that hood on, saying, do it tomorrow.
Bad Kermit.
Yeah. You're like my bad Kermit.
Well, I think we should do it tomorrow.
Yeah, fine, done. I didn't listen to it.
Because, no, the only reason... But the only reason, just for people listening, are going, what are they talking about? We're talking about a Snapchat video.
Yeah.
Right, we've been talking about doing this for ridiculous amounts of time.
Every morning I say to you, come on, let's do one. And you're like, yeah.
But look at the state of us.
Well, this is
look
the thing.
At the state of us. Look at that face. Look, that
so
one
you
there.
Look all right, but
oh, I do
this
not.
Is not.
You look all right.
I'm all puffy and, oh, sorry, a bit of lipstick thrown in the general direction of my face.
Let's do it next week.
Yeah, let's do it next week.
What's going on here?
I love you. I'm not even embarrassed to say it. I love you.
I'm not embarrassed. I love you. Why don't we say that every day? Why can't we say it more often?
Get out of bed. The distance is futile. Wake up and assimilate the day.
I'm a huge fan of your show. The radio is like your kingdom.
Stand by for a decision. You have a green light.
I went upstairs to meet our salespeople yesterday. And Nicholas, the first thing he said to me was, you need a haircut. And I'm like,
they really don't hold back, do they,
guys?
They tell it like it is.
They really do.
Yeah.
Second thing Caesar said, and Caesar's a big guy, was, you're getting fat.
That's not the first time he said that,
and
he is
not.
A big dude.
He's big dude. I mean, when you see a rather ample man like Caesar telling you that you're fat, it's time to reevaluate what's going on. But Nicholas was talking about my hair. And I said, I can't get it cut. He said, well, why not? I said, because my man's away.
My man?
Yeah.
Manuel?
It's Cameron from downstairs.
Yeah.
He's gone back to Pakistan. And he was telling me, I'm going back to Pakistan for a bit. The last time I got my hair cut, which is, 5 weeks ago. And I was like, oh no.
Selfish.
And I had to put it in my diary when he's back.
I know.
How much longer to go?
Well, a couple of days.
Right.
So I think I'll book myself in.
Well, let's leave it to Monday. Let's not look desperate. In the morning, we gon' do
it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning,
hi, FM. Oman.
All right, I think we should test it out.
Okay.
Yeah?
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you unplug the radio station, then plug that in?
And that's definitely the plug for the whole radio station.
That's the plug for the whole radio station.
Because, well, on one hand, it doesn't surprise me. On the other hand, someone left that by my feet.
Yes, but yeah, I know. But it's plugged in. Yeah, so unplug it and plug your device in. Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Okay.
Okay, so George is now unplugging the radio station, hopefully, and then quickly switch it across to your device. Have you switched it across?
Yeah.
Okay, well, everything's going okay so far.
Right.
Yeah? There's okay. Nothing's changing, is it?
Well...
Everything's going all right.
I mean...
Oh, no.
You've got the controls.
Oh, no, George, listen.
Nice mic technique, Jish.
It was very cool, though.
Yeah. Jish, the engineer's here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning to you.
Yeah.
How's it going, all right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Have you seen...
What?
...this survey on the most sleep-depriving professions? This is less than 5 hours a night, which are the worst jobs for that.
That's us.
Hey!
That's us straight away.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Why are you nodding, Jish? You've just walked in.
I was here 2 days.
You were here for 2 days?
Yeah. I was here from 8 to night, 9 o'clock, 9:30.
And what time did you get up the next morning?
The same, 7.
So you went home, you lived 5 minutes away. That's at least 8 hours of glorious sleep.
Not glorious, I'm always alert, no.
Oh, really? Actually, it's mothers that came in.
It's not a profession, though, is it?
Well, although unpaid,
they
are the highest when it comes to sleep deprivation.
And especially new mothers.
We've then got those who work in transport, communication,
that's
and
us.
Construction.
Yeah.
And third place, public sector roles, including education and health. They're getting about 6 hours a night. I genuinely think we just put ourselves top of this.
Absolutely. Morning show presenters on High FM, Oman.
Yeah.
And sometimes Jish.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
When he
not
rolls
really.
In, he's just in there just to make him feel part of the team. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Snapchat.
We've been saying all week that we need to do Snapchat.
Yes, we have.
So I took one for the team this morning.
Did
and
you
I
do a video?
A video.
Whoa!
I thought that'd be nice of me.
Okay, brilliant. What? What's
that's
up?
What I got back. I don't know if you want to watch the video, but
yeah,
that
I do.
Was the reply.
You sound like Louis Tomlinson. Oh, mate.
Cheers, buddy.
Well, let me plug it in.
At least
and
I've got manners.
Let's have a listen to it.
Here we go. Happy Thursday! What is my hair doing today? It's not a great look, is it?
Good one, yeah. That was fine. That was great.
My hair?
That
seriously.
Was brilliant. That was. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
I really don't want to record a video first thing in the morning, but thank you.
No, and thanks for the lovely reply.
Louis Tomlinson.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. This is High FM. You can drive an electric car, compost your garbage, install solar panels on your house, and chain yourself to trees to get them from being cut down. But if you really, really want to save the environment, this comes from Sweden.
It's not back to margins on paper, is it?
No, it's not. No.
If I'm honest.
This is completely true.
Sweden.
What's the best thing you can do to save the planet?
Stop using stuff.
Don't have children.
And I, for one, am saving the planet. Can we all just be proud of me?
These researchers say it's because every new person winds up adding 58.6 metric tons of carbon dioxide to the planet every year. So when you take into account their descendants as well. Quote, this is the quote from this, the Swedes. Persuading a family to have one less child would provide the same level of emissions reductions as persuading 684 teenagers to recycle comprehensively for the rest of their lives.
Hello, I'm from Sweden.
It's Birdie Birdie Bird. The study also found there are three other big things you can do to save the planet. Although not having kids is bigger, they are getting rid of your car. Yeah, right. Becoming a vegetarian and using energy-saving light bulbs. He's burny, burny, burnt.
I'm from Sweden.
Hi, this is Elliot. I go to the school 8 years and I know most of the teachers in there.
Okay, brilliant.
The nickname.
Okay, here we go.
He's just with them.
So, yes. Teatro was too scared. So, yes, Elias now, he goes to AGS, and here we go. Teacher's nicknames.
Okay, teacher, okay. Can I go from teacher's name to
nickname? Oh, God, yeah. You just work away.
Put it all out there.
Yeah.
From Miss Basford, because she's a total wipeout winner.
She actually been on the TV show?
Yeah, the first woman to win.
Wow.
Ooh. She has two names.
Yeah.
Miss Rachel or Queen Rachel.
Queen Rachel.
Mr. Stokes. Let's call him the ponytail expert.
Has he got a ponytail?
Man bun.
Like a man bun.
He's got a man bun. Come on, hit the teacher.
He had it. Now he looks like Tony Sparks.
Okay, what's your nickname then?
Elias the Boss.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. That's your Twitter
Shut
handle.
Up. Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Laters.
Whatevs.
Robin Banks.
Do not give him any more love. I repeat, do not give him any more love.
Louis Tomlinson said he was the forgettable member of
Who?
One Direction. I think he will change his mind when he sees all the pictures I have of him up around my bedroom. Love him. I love him.
I love you, Louis.
So were you. There's a 2-year-old boy. And his name is Louis Gomez. He was playing around on his bed when he bounced wrong and he flew out the window.
Joking?
No, this is a completely true story.
That is unlucky.
He was on the second floor, so he fell 16 feet straight down onto concrete, but he was barely hurt.
Really? How?
Because he landed on his stuffed animal. So Louis was playing with his stuffed cow at the time, and he held onto it when he went flying. It landed first, and Louis landed on top of it, and it totally cushioned his fall.
What you mean to say is his best friend, the stuffed cow, saved his life.
How crazy is that? He had a couple of like scratches on him. I'm not sure if you're a parent, if your toddler needs a reason to cling on to their favourite stuffed animal 24 hours a day, but that's why you should encourage it.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM, Oman.
Cassettes are these little things that we used to have our music on.
Yeah, like in a plastic case.
And you got them in 30 minutes, 45 minutes and 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And when you had a 90-minute one, if you found one of them, it's like, oh, hello.
And you got the sticker.
Yeah.
You put the sticker on and write what it was.
And if it was Dolby metal cassette, cha-ching, thank you very much.
Fancy.
I send out demos to radio stations.
Oh, you're not the person, are you, that sent yours in a bin once?
No.
Who was that?
Well,
that's like radio legend.
I actually got somebody to do that with a little message at the bottom of the bin, right? So a little A4 bit of paper. I've already put it in the bin for you, so you don't have
to. Was it someone from when you worked at KISS?
No, well before that.
Okay.
Well before that. So what I used to do is send them out, my demos, and I used to mark on the reel, on the actual cassette.
Yeah.
I used to wind it on a little bit. So when the boss would send me my demo back with my, no, really sorry, you're not our style.
Did they actually send it back to you?
Well, some of them did.
Wow.
So what I used to do is I used to look on the tape and just actually see how much has been played or if it's been played at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little radio story for you there.
On average, like how that. Long?
On average, about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
If it is.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Hello.
Hello.
So who are you?
My name is Jolanda Lawati.
Who?
Jolanda.
Jolanda.
Yep.
Hi, Jolanda.
Hello, Robin.
And why are you in our studio?
Well, I'm here on behalf of Salam Air.
Okay.
We're here to share with you the launch of their flight.
Well, before you get into that, what do you do at Salam Air?
Me, I work for Trax. Trax is a PR agency.
Oh, PR.
PR.
Oh.
I do like a PR gift bag, though, which this man appears to be brandishing.
Yeah, he's got... How many gift bags have you got there?
Got two.
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 So one for me, one for George.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, great.
How many flights are in those gift bags?
Yeah. Have we got flights? Because you guys have got some new flights and stuff.
They haven't launched yet, so when they launch...
We're going to go on the inaugural flight, is what you're saying. There's an invite in the bag for the inaugural Salam Air flight.
And we get to have a go as well on the controls.
Yeah, oh, God.
Just a little bit of flight.
Yeah, yeah. Are we going to get flights?
Could be. Possibility. It's a surprise.
That's a surprise.
Surprise! No flights!
Okay, so what's in the bags? What are you bribing us with?
What have we got?
Well, we've got a set of Pakistani candies for you to enjoy.
Some sweets. Okay. How do we know that you're actually from Salam Air? Because you could be a crazy listener come in to poison myself and George.
Well, you can see the colours on my kumma. They match Salam Air. So is that enough?
That's true.
Well,
actually,
anybody could do that.
Yeah, but it's sweets. And I'm really hungry because I didn't have any breakfast.
All right, so what do we have to do for these sweets? You have to mention Salam Air like loads of times.
Well, you could.
Oh, he's so nice.
That would be appreciated.
Okay, and will you get promoted in Trax if you're on the radio now?
I hope so. But yeah, Salam Air is a monster.
Yeah, all right. Dude, give us the sweets.
Banks. All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
I got this email from a guy called Patrick. So his email said, gold bars for sale in the subject.
Amazing.
Okay. And then I open it up and he says, I am Patrick Carver from Ghana. I'm looking for buyers for my gold bars. I'll take care of the shipment cost to your final destination.
And there we were, just looking for some gold bars to buy.
And who knew? This is fate.
This is supply and demand.
Fate, yes. So yesterday we sent an email. Hi, Paddy. How ya? I was just talking to a colleague about my gold bar requirements last week. How fortuitous that you should email. Yes, please. 3 exclamation marks. Looking forward to doing big gold business with you. Love always. Rob Law. No reply back.
What? But this is a solid lead for him.
I mean, how many people would have replied to this email?
I wonder, though,
if
he's got the gist of it from that email and he's desperately trying to get hold of more gold bars because he realises the demand.
So I think we should send him another email.
Now.
Yeah,
okay, Paddy?
Yeah. What should I say to him now? So I've got his email up here.
I'd go with another, like, light and breezy. Hi, Paddy.
Hi, Paddy.
Hope you're okay.
Hope you're okay.
I am getting a bit concerned.
I'm a bit concerned.
Full stop.
I'm also concerned.
After having counted my limited. Limited supply of gold bars.
My now limited supply of gold bars.
Because I have realized how low the supply has become. As you can understand, I am very eager to hear back from you. So we can begin our transaction.
Yeah. So we can begin this transaction.
Yes.
Transaction.
Please, could you also give me a rough idea of how long the shipment would take?
Also give me a rough idea.
In brackets, ballpark.
Will take. ?
Yeah.
Roblox!
Yours, Roblox.
Yours always.
Yeah.
Yours always. Roblox. Cool.
Do the trick.
Yeah. Send. Done.
That's business. Caught up
in your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up.
This is High FM.
It's High FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
Good morning.
And I bring to the table some video footage.
Brilliant.
I want you to watch this. A, because it's funny, and B, because it's Irish, so it's your thing.
Oh, great. This is called Weatherman Gets Blown Away During Live Forecast.
Weather-wise this morning, I don't know when I was coming in, it just started pelting rain.
Pelting rain.
Oh, yes.
So there's a dude there. He's got a yellow umbrella.
Morning. It's wet and it's pretty windy out there.
He's quite young.
And that's the picture we're painting right across the weekend.
Plenty a nice beard going on.
The mix. We'll have full details
he's
on
quite
that.
Dapper.
He's all right, actually.
We'll help you avoid those hot spots this Friday morning.
Hot spots.
All your photos. Put a bit of...
I like that they just lose it in the studio. They can't talk
after
it. He actually got blown away. Good bit.
Thank you. I mean, that's why we do so well, because we can use everything, including video footage.
We shouldn't really work on the radio.
But obviously it does, because it's us.
Yeah. Let's talk and
more of it. Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
This is High FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
To you.
Have you heard of this dating term called stashing?
Yes.
The internet, it keeps inventing new terms to describe all types of psychological torture that can happen in the modern dating world. And this is the newest one.
Yeah.
Stashing.
This is unpleasant.
When you're dating someone and it seems to be going well, but they've never introduced you to their friends or family. In other words, they're stashing you.
So it's basically not that different from being a side chick, apart from there's no main chick, because you're not allowed out anywhere, you're not allowed to meet anyone, and they don't actually really want you to be part of their life.
Maybe it's because they're not so confident in their future with you. Maybe it's because they're also seeing somebody else. Or maybe it's one of the other 50 paranoid scenarios you're dreaming of.
It's definitely one of them.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland.
You come off a bit cocky.
Live across Oman.
Woo!
Get up.
High FM.